then comes to Radhika, glorification. Why? Because of the love, prema bhakti. Only the mercy is coming through her. Then Nityananda. Nityananda expansion, you know. Then it's come Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya, Shiva and Vishnu together. So this is the stages. Stages. The expansion is also coming when the Nityananda is coming. So that time expansions are coming of the creation, right? In the form of Ananda. And Mahavishnu is coming Maya, the form of what is Mahavishnu? Read.
Well, we all know that. You want me to continue here? Text 13. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of
material
world.
Cosmic world? Yeah. This creation world.
Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya.
Mahamaya. Shakti. Yes. Go ahead.
Because he is none different from Hari, the Supreme Lord.
Yes. Because his expansions, you know. Non-different, but at the same time, work is different. Non-different from the Hari. Yeah.
Because he is none different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya.
He propagates to how to reach them to the Lord. So this Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, Shiva and Vishnu, they are helping to improve our spiritual life to reach to the Supreme Lord. So we have to understand this way. These are the steps, highest, like this. If this conception is clear, everything will be very smooth to understand. If you have any doubt, anything, question, you can ask. This is the basic to understand. Then everything will be automatic, you will understand. If you mixed everything together, then not working. These are the tattva to understand.
Because he is not different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. Because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore,
the incarnation of the Lord and Lord's devotees. He is a Lord also. And he is a Lord devotee also. He is Acharya. Means Lord himself come in the form of Acharya. He is a Lord. And he is a devotee also. This is the beauty, no? He is more merciful than Lord, because Lord is not coming. Lord is coming in the form of Acharyas. Guru, to help us. His expansion is coming. Lord himself come in the form of Acharyas to help us.
So he is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore I take shelter of him.
For that we are taking shelter, because he is Lord and his Lord's devotees also. Devotee is the beauty. that beauty that he is devoted, he will teach me. Radharani, why we want to take shelter? Because she will teach me how to love. Easiest way. Radhe Radhe.